Hakeem Bellamy, our esteemed first ever poet laureate of Albuquerque, joins us in the studio.
Hero. When I was young, I didn't really have heroes. I was a hero. I was G.I. Joe, Spider-Man, He-Man, Superman, Optimus Prime, every X-Man, even the girl one sometimes. I was 007, Karate Kid, Rocky Balboa, and Steven Seagal. I was Licensed to Drive, Just One of the Guys, Michael J. Fox, Teen Wolf, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, Zack, and A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. I was even Screech, once he got down with Lisa. I was Michael Jackson and Prince. Nowadays, just Prince. That was back when all my heroes were just make-believe, and since the TV makes belief, they were all white, not alive or light, meaning apparently not a lot like me. But I learned from those so-called heroes. I learned real GIs are soldiers who may not believe what we are fighting for, but fight anyway so we can make beliefs, not so we can force those beliefs on others. Heroes aren't afraid of spiders, and though they creep me out, Spider-Man has brothers and sisters with eight legs. He-Man was strong before steroids. Superman became the world's most famous orphan. The Transformers and the X-Men defended a human race who was so afraid of how special they were, they tried to destroy them. In other words, they loved us even though we were different and they could have easily gotten rid of us. And the ex-women, I was them. Because it seems like sometimes in the superhero world, girls are off limits. When mothers and young girls who have to find beautiful in mirrors that aren't computer enhanced are the closest thing we have to real life heroes. They create life in their stomachs. What's more superpower than that? Bond. James, I get the models and actresses, all the gadgets, speak 15 languages, could kick the butt of a UFC champion, all while looking sharper than a tack on the cover of GQ magazine. Bond. Karate Kid, for showing me how white boys and immigrants can get along. Rocky Balboa, because Philly is where I'm from. An honorary Italian that always roots for the underdog. And Steven Seagal, because I can grow up to have absolutely no talent, be old, fat, and still kick much. Actually, I always wanted to be the witty guy that ends up with the girl, a car, and a smile at the end of the movie. I wanted to go back to the future. Doc and Marty McFly made science cool, and doesn't everyone want to be a werewolf? Especially one that plays basketball. And Harrison Ford played more important roles than President of the United States. He was Han Solo. And Star Wars made UFOs hip and me an illegitimate alien, a real live action hero, the cool kid who rings the bell to save the class with friends prettier than I am. But I was the smart, funny kid who could dance, badder than Michael Jackson and Prince with a hole in the back of his pants, but sexy like that. And blessed with five brothers who shared a bed in a Gary, Indiana slum, who took Jackson 5 from first boy band stardom to Super Bowl halftime. Time featuring Janet and Justin. Nowadays, just Prince. But I grew into real heroes, ones that sometimes aren't alive at the end of the episode. Malcolms, Martins, Newtons, Bankses, Muhammads, Jesuses, Gandhis, Guevaras, and Chavezes, and ironically, many of them now have darker tints. Bethunes, Wheatleys, Huertas, Parkses, Tubmans, Carsons, Hemingses, Wells Barnetts, Friedans, and Magdalens, and ironically, many of them now aren't masculine. And as I grow into a real hero, I see other heroes in low places. Counselors in the South Valley, soup kitchen workers in the barrio, Habitat for Humanity in the hood, children strong enough to get good grades and perfect attendance at school after their parents slammed doors all night, that walk softly to school over shards of broken glass pipes as poets slam poems all night, 6 days sober, trying to make it seven, heroes, like after-school program directors when school districts lack money, lack sophistication, that means art, y'all. And lacks culturally sensitive or even accurate curriculum and spine. And I'm not just talking about books. Real-life heroes, not fiction. Get the picture? They walk among us, so you don't need one when you can be one.